Purpose for reading. Today's excerpt is from Brown Girl Dreaming, a memoir written by Jacqueline Woodson. This verse novel is a collection of poems about the author's life growing up as an African-American girl during the civil rights movement of the 1960s and 1970s. As you read the chapter titled American Dream, think about how the author uses poetry to shape the story of her family. Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson. American Dream. Even when my girls were little, we'd go down there, my grandmother tells us, and people'd be marching. The marching didn't just start yesterday. Police with those dogs scared everybody near to death. Just once, I let my girls march. My grandmother leans back in her brown chair, her feet still in the Epsom salts water, her fingers tapping out some silent tune. She closes her eyes. I let them, and I prayed. What's the thing, I ask her, that would make people want to live together? People have to want it, that's all. We get quiet. Maybe all of us are thinking about the ones who want it, and the ones who don't. We all have the same dream, my grandmother says, to live equal in a country that's supposed to be the land of the free. She lets out a long breath, deep remembering. When your mother was little, she wanted a dog, but I said no. Quick as you can blink, I told her, a dog will turn on you. So my mother brought kittens home, soft and purring inside of empty boxes, mewing and mewing until my grandmother fell in love, and let her keep them. My grandmother tells us all this as we sit at her feet, each story like a photograph we can look right into, see our mother there, marchers and dogs and kittens all blending, and us, now, there in each moment, beside her.